105.3 Bailrig FM. Hi there, my friend. What can I get for you today?
Fancy a falafel wrap, loaded fries or kebab? With over 100 options, find this and more at Sultan of Lancaster Experience, on campus and at the Caton Road store.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Brothers on 95.3 FM. It's just past 8 a.m. on the 20th of January 2026. Stick around, we've got a great show planned for you this morning. Started off with some Lilywood and The Prick and Robin Schultz there with Prayer in C, one I've been listening to a lot lately. We're going to start off now with some Alex Warren and Jelly Roll, so let's get going.
Down like bottles on the wall. Mama said her dad's to blame, but that's his daddy's photo. There's no one left to call. You say you've counted down the days till you make your escape, but you're afraid you cannot run what's running through your veins. Oh, you're carrying the weight in the dead of night on that broken road. I won't let you walk alone. Oh my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other, and if you got tomorrow, then you still got time to break the chain that
pretend that I know half the hell you sing. But that don't mean it's something that you're destined to repeat. Oh, it's stronger than you think. You know it has to end, but you don't know where to start. You can pack your bags and I'll meet you where you are. Oh, I'll be waiting in the car. In the dead of night, on that broken road, I won't let you walk alone.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other, and if you got tomorrow, then you still got time to break these chains that left you scarred.
Follow in your bloodline.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
That was Bloodline, a 2025 single from Alex Warren and featuring Jelly Roll there as well. Real banger. Let's have a look at what's going on around campus, shall we? So today at 10 a.m, there's a careers drop-in at the Student Services Hub. So go along if you'd like a CV check, job application support, or just have any kind of careers-related questions. And some dedicated staff will be happy to help you with that. In Alex Square today at 12 p.m. is the World Food Festival. 19 of Lancaster societies and cultures from all across the world are providing appetizer-sized international dishes for low prices, so you can experience world foods without getting too full or breaking the bank. They'll be there till 4 p.m, so plenty of time to check it out. Take Two Cinema are screening Wicked for Good this week, every night at 7:15 p.m. And the Spring Careers Fair is taking place in the Learning Zone on Wednesday at 12. So you can find more information about graduate roles, internships, placements, as well as make connections with various leading employers from a variety of different sectors. Granny's Kitchen, hosted by County College, is back on Thursday at 12:30 with free soup, bread and cakes. And Graduate College are hosting a Burns Night Dinner on Friday at 5 p.m. Tickets for that are available online. That's it for this week. As always, there are always lots more events going on, and you can check the portal for more information. Your sports news is on the way, but first, some more music, starting with Jenna Rain and Stupid Cupid.
Sleep, you're out with people I won't ever meet. Instead of me, I can't decide on which is worse than moving on or staying in the hurt. Probably the first, but I wanna hold on tighter. That's just the way I'm wired. I wanna hold you like this. Don't wanna say goodbye yet. Stupid Cupid really hit me hard with the love that could've gone real far. Stupid Cupid, when you crossed our stars, you broke my heart. Here comes the distance sinking in, the paranoia, wonder where you've been. Conversation ends. Sometimes I wish we never started. Love's a moving target, oh, and the next part is the hardest. Our stars, you broke my heart. Stupid Cupid, why'd you do me like that?
music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through,
from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was The Carpenters with Top of the World, an absolute classic there. And just before it, we had Stupid Cupid by Jenna Raine. I've never heard anyone do a guitar drop as well as Jenna Raine does in that song. It's absolutely fantastic. But let's head over to the sports desk now. The pick of the week has to be Manchester United's stunning 2-0 Derby Day win over City. And whilst any win was going to be celebrated for Man U, the manner of victory with four disallowed goals and hitting the woodwork twice showed just how dominant this side can be when focused and working together. A great start for interim manager Michael Carrick. Chelsea also gave new manager Liam Rosinha a winning league start with a 2-0 win over Brentford to keep them within touching distance of the top four. Meanwhile, Tottenham's woes continue, losing 2-1 at home to struggling rivals West Ham. Stressing that three times fast. With media outlets now questioning how much longer the once vaunted Thomas Frank will stay in charge. Moving over to tennis, the Australian Open is well and truly underway, with Briton Arthur Ferry causing the tournament's first upset by beating Italian 20th seed Flavio Cobolli 7-6, 6-4, 6-1. Other positive starts for British talent include Emma Raducanu overcoming rustiness to win 6-4, 6-1, and Cameron Norrie ending strong in a five-set thriller against Benjamin Bonzai. However, Jacob Fearnley and Fran Jones fell at the first hurdle, with Jones one of several players retiring mid-match, potentially due to the intense heat conditions players often face there. In snooker, an emotional Kieran Wilson claimed his first Masters title with a 10-6 victory over John Higgins, while the final failed to scale the expected heights at Alexandra Palace, with much of the drama resulting from unforced errors. Wilson held himself better and got stronger as the match went on. This was only his second victory in one of snooker's Triple Crown events. And finally, over the pond, the race to the Super Bowl reaches its penultimate stage as the LA Rams overcome the Chicago Bears in overtime to reach the NFC Championship game, where they'll play the favourites, the Seattle Seahawks. Get that right. A similar story in the AFC saw the Denver Broncos secure an overtime win over the Buffalo Bills, who had experienced quarterback Josh Allen throw an interception on a play that could have won the match. They will face the New England Patriots, who comfortably tamed the Houston Texans. Winners of the championship games will meet in a much-anticipated Super Bowl in San Francisco on February 8th. Let's head over to entertainment now. Box office king Avatar Fire and Ash continues its reign, topping the weekend charts for the fourth week in a row. Meanwhile, The Housemaid is turning heads with its clever twist and strong word-of-mouth buzz. On the streaming front, Peacock is dropping big titles this week, including Ponies, an espionage drama starring Emilia Clarke and Hayley Lou Richardson, set in 1977 Moscow, which landed with all 8 episodes on January 15th. The long-awaited horror sequel Black Phone 2 also landed on January 16th, continuing the chilling saga of the Grabbers. In music, thousands gathered in San Francisco's Civic Center to honor Bob Weir, the iconic Grateful Dead guitarist who passed away at 78. Tributes continue across the music world as fans reflect on his influence on rock and American counterculture. Harry Styles is set to release his next album on March 6th, marking his first major project since the loss of former bandmate Liam Payne. Fans are already speculating about how the personal tragedy may shape the album's sound and themes. That's it for the news this week. Let's head into another couple of songs now, starting with Zella Day and Dance for Love.
Thank you.
This is 95.3 Balearic FM.
True that I saw her hair like the branch of a tree, willow dancing on air before covering me under cotton and calicoes over canopied dapple long ago. True that love in withdrawal was the weeping of me, that the sound of this song must be known by the tree, must be felt for the fire, the cold fretted fire, but that was long.
Balearic FM.
Good morning, it's exactly 27 minutes past 8, and that was Hozier with Would That I on the Big Balearic Breakfast broadcast 95.3 FM. Time now for your weekly traffic and weather update for Lancashire. Starting with the roads this morning, if you're heading out early, especially towards the motorway, it's worth allowing a little extra time. There are ongoing roadworks on the M6 near Lancaster, particularly around junctions 35 and 36, with lane restrictions and reduced speed limits in place as part of routine maintenance. These works are mainly overnight, but they can still cause slower traffic into the morning commute, so keep that in mind if you're travelling north or south. Closer to home, there's also a temporary road closure on Langthwaite Road in Kernmore, running through to later this week, so drivers in that area should plan an alternate route. There are also roadworks and temporary traffic lights on the A6 around Garstang and around Barton as well, so expect delays at the best of times, but especially during rush hour. Elsewhere around Lancaster, traffic is generally moving as normal, but as always during term time, expect some congestion around campus and the city centre during peak hours. Now on to the weather. Today in Lancaster, it's a cloudy and breezy start with a chance of light showers or drizzle, particularly this morning. Temperatures are sitting around 8 to 9 degrees, so pretty mild for January, but may feel a bit cooler in the wind. As we head through the rest of the week, conditions stay fairly unsettled. Expect plenty of clouds, some blustery spells, some occasional showers moving through. Temperatures remain in the single digits with chilly mornings and slightly milder afternoons. There's even a small chance of snow over higher ground later in the week, though here in Lancaster it's much more likely to stay as rain. That's your traffic and weather update for this morning. Take care on the roads, wrap up if you're heading out, and enjoy the rest of your morning here on Bale Rig FM. We're going to do things a bit differently today. We're going to start our spotlight session right now with Hurt by Johnny Cash. Take a listen.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million would find a way.
Bale Rig FM, your student sound.
Well, that was Hurt by Johnny Cash, starting off our Spotlight session this week. Now, I said that we were going to do things a little bit differently this week, and we are, because we're not just checking out Cash this week. Instead, this is going to be the first of a two-part series focusing on the country supergroup The Highwaymen. This week, I'll be playing songs from each of the four members of the group, and next week, I'll play songs from the group themselves. As I said, we started off with Johnny Cash, known as the Man in Black due to his all-black stage attire. He's one of the most distinctive voices in country music and rock and roll, and he's released a variety of songs and albums all the way from the late 50s up until his death in 2003. He was known for opening his concerts with the same line every time. This is it.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. How are you?
Those were the opening notes to Folsom Prison Blues, one of his signature songs, and his traditional opening song at all of his concerts. Hurt, which you just heard, was another signature song for Cash, a cover of the Nine Inch Nails original released in 2002. It's been renowned as one of his best works by far, and in 2017, Billboard ranked the song number 4, I think, on their list of the 15 greatest Johnny Cash songs, and I think American Songwriter ranked it number 3 in 2021 of the best Johnny Cash songs. So it's a particular favourite of mine. Now, moving on to the next member of the group, Kris Kristofferson, one of the pioneering voices of the outlaw country movement of the 1970s, a rebellious move away from the centralised control that Nashville held over the sound of the country genre. His first studio album, simply titled Kristofferson, was released in 1970, and he continued to release music until announcing his retirement in 2021, and Kristofferson then died 3 years later in 2024. What I'm going to play for you now is one of my favourite songs of his, released in 1999 as part of his album The Austin Sessions. It's Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends.
May be our last good night together. We may never pass this way again. Just let me enjoy it till it's over or forever. Don't tell me how the story ends. See the way our shadows come together, softer than your finger on my skin. Other. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Never trust the echo of forever. Lonesome as a love might have been. Let me go on loving and believing till it's over, baby. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Please don't tell me how the story ends.
You're listening to 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
That was Kris Kristofferson, one of the notorious Highwaymen, a supergroup of country singers, with his solo hit, Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends. We're halfway through part one of a dive into the music of the Highwaymen. Next week, we'll be looking at releases from the supergroup themselves, but this week, we're taking a look at the solo careers of the members involved. Next up is Waylon Jennings, who had a unique but tragic entry into the music industry. Jennings' first recording session was arranged by none other than rock and roll legend Buddy Holly in 1958, who later hired him to play bass in his band. Jennings gave up his seat on the ill-fated flight in 1959 that crashed and killed Holly, JP the Big Bopper Richardson, and Richie Valens. After the crash, Jennings returned to his home state of Texas, where he took several years away from music, before returning to production, where he recorded for various different record labels. The song I'm going to play for you is from the B-side of his 1985 album Turn the Page. It featured a far more committed effort from Jennings than had been evident on some of his recent studio albums at the time, with more care given to the production and vocal arrangements, perhaps a testament to the fact that Jennings was entirely sober from his substance addiction at the time, an incredible feat for him and his music career. The song I'm going to play is called Drinking and Dreaming. Take a listen.
Everybody's looking for somewhere. I'm looking for some way out. I've been wasting my time standing in line, if this is what it's all about. All I got is a job that I don't like, and a woman that don't understand. So tonight at the bar, I'll get in my car, take off for the promised land. Drinking and dreaming, knowing damn well I can't go. I'll never see Texas, LA, or old Mexico. But here at this table, I'm able to leave it behind. Drink till I'm dreaming, a thousand miles out of my mind. This suit and this tie is just a disguise. This ain't really me. Some people are born to be tied down. Some people are born to be free. When I look down the road, she don't know how it gets under my skin. She's got my body, but my heart and soul are out there riding the wind. Drinking and dreaming, knowing damn well I can't go. I'll never see Texas, LA, or old Mexico. But here at this table, I'm able to leave it behind. Drink till I'm dreaming, a thousand miles out of my mind.
You're listening to 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
Well, that was country legend Waylon Jennings with Drinking and Dreaming, our third song looking at the solo careers of the four Highwaymen, the legendary country supergroup. Moving on to our fourth and final Highwayman, it's Willie Nelson. With Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash passing away in 2002 and 2003 respectively, and Kris Kristofferson's recent death in 2024, Nelson is the last surviving member of the group. As a young man, he worked as a DJ on local Texas radio stations, during which time he was already writing songs that would become country classics. And after mid-chart hits in the late 1960s and early 70s, he grew weary of the corporate Nashville music scene, and in 1973, after signing with Atlantic Records, he turned to outlaw country. In the 1980s, he had his first leading role in the Jerry Schatzberg film Honeysuckle Rose, and shortly after signing the contract, Nelson was approached by Schatzberg on a flight, who asked him to write a song about life on the road to use as the movie's theme song. Willie Nelson then wrote the song on an airplane bath bag, and it went on to be one of his most recognizable hits. It is, of course, On the Road Again, and we're going to play it for you now.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a man of 50s, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
FM. That was Willie Nelson with On the Road Again, our fourth and final song looking at the solo careers of each of the members of the country supergroup The Highwaymen. Next week, we'll be diving into the music of the group themselves during their time as The Highwaymen. But for now, I'm going to leave you with one last sneak preview. This is the song that kicked it all off for them, charting at number one in 1985. The group didn't have an official name when this song and its eponymous album was released, but instead it was simply credited to Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson. It's Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
We do apologize for the offensive language you just heard. We did forget to bleep the song out, so we do apologize for that.
I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed, but I'm living still.
I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 and around, and around, and around.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again. And again, and again, and again.
Bellrig FM.
That was Highwaymen, finishing off our spotlight session on the music of the four country legends known as the Highwaymen. And again, we do apologise for the language you heard at the beginning of that song and any offence caused. We did forget to bleep it out, so apologies for that. Now, it's almost at the end of the show, but before I leave you, it's time for a bit of good news, and this one is really something special. This week, doctors in the UK have shared a genuinely heartwarming medical breakthrough that's given new hope to people who had been told their sight might never return. At Moorfields Eye Hospital in London, specialists have been trialling a new treatment for a rare eye condition called hypotony that causes people to gradually lose their vision. For years, there was simply no effective way to treat it. Once the damage was done, that was usually it. But a small clinical trial reported this week, doctors tried a new approach, a series of targeted eye injections designed to restore pressure inside the eye and allow it to function properly again. And for the first time, it worked. Several patients who had been living with severe sight loss experienced measurable improvements in their vision. Some were able to see shapes and movement again. Others regained enough sight to read large text or recognise faces, things many of us take completely for granted. One patient described how their vision didn't come back all at once, but slowly, day by day. Being able to see a loved one clearly again, even briefly, was described as overwhelming. This breakthrough also adds to a wider wave of progress in eye care happening right now. From retinal implants to gene therapies, scientists are steadily finding ways to restore meaningful vision to people who had lost hope. And that's what makes this such a good news story. It's not flashy, it didn't come from anywhere. It's the result of years of research, patient volunteers, and doctors who refused to accept that nothing could be done. And so, as always with these segments, amid all the heavy headlines, it's a great message that progress is still happening and lives are quietly being changed for the better. That's your good news for this morning, proof that sometimes the future really does get a little bit brighter. And on that theme, here's a great song for you now. It's The Feeling with Fill My Little World.
Southwards on a plane and showed me Spain or somewhere. But
Rig FM.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. As always, if you want to be featured on any of our segments, or if you'd love to come on the show and be interviewed, you can message me on Instagram at Samuel Carruthers, or you can head to bailrigfm.co.uk/get involved to find out more about how you can get involved with our student radio station. This has been the Big Bail Rig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on Tuesday the 20th of January 2026. It's just 55 minutes past 8. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 as always. And until then, I'm going to leave you with Mumford & Sons with White Blank Page, another one I've been listening to a lot lately. Have a great rest of your week and goodbye.
Give her your heart, as well as your body. And can you lie next to her and confess your love, as well as your folly? And can you kneel before the king and say, I'm clean, I'm clean? Tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart?
When you sent me to the brink, to the brink, you desired my attention, but denied my affections, my affections. So tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Thank you.
music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Up until 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bale Rig FM.